Hi, this is Daryl Dragon, the captain.
And this is Tony Tennille.
This is Duke of the Four Tops.
This is Katrina Carlson.
This is Nat King Cole.
This is Adam Lambert wishing you a safe and happy holiday season.
You're listening to the Sounds of Christmas
podcast.
Welcome to the Sounds of Christmas podcast. Hi, I'm Ken Kessler. If you're new to this podcast, I want to start by saying thanks for joining us. If you're not new, welcome back. Either way, I'm glad you're here. Now, to avoid any confusion, I want to start off by saying there won't be any music played here. This is a place for conversation. I'll talk about Christmas music and some related topics, sometimes by myself and sometimes with guests. If you're looking for music, just go to soundsofchristmas.com and click on the tree or the player on the front page or on the Listen Now page. We play the best variety of Christmas music all year long. Well, except in October, when we play the best variety of Halloween music. I do my best to give you at least a taste of new Christmas music every year. Some of it I know about pretty far in advance. I may not know particulars, possibly until it's released, but at least I know it's coming. Others kind of sneak up and I only find out about them after they're out. I asked my Twitter friend JJ from Christmas Music News, which you'll find on Twitter, or I guess it's X now, as at New Xmas Music, to join me to talk about some of this year's surprises. Hi, JJ. Thanks for joining me on the podcast.
Hey, Ken. It's fun as always.
Now, stuff we knew about early on, David Arkenstone, Cher, Pentatonix, just to name a few, we knew those were coming. David Arkenstone's came out so early that I don't know if we had a lot of advance on that, or it just seemed like that because that one came out in September. And to be honest, I find out about a lot of stuff, a lot of Christmas music that is coming from you. So thank you for that.
It definitely goes both ways, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
Before we get into our lists of stuff that surprised us, for anybody who hasn't heard you on this podcast before, how did you get into running a social media page focusing on new Christmas music?
I keep a list every year anyway. And I think it was 2019. I was just looking basically on Twitter at the time for somebody who was focusing on keeping basically a list of release dates, and I didn't find it. I know that that can be found online, but I didn't see it on social media. I saw your site, and you keep a list on your website, which comes in very handy, by the way. So I just started posting it, and this year we expanded to Threads and Instagram, which is a bit of a slow go, but sometimes the future of X seems to be in peril.
Yes.
So trying to cover my tracks a little bit.
Yeah, I thought I had seen you on Instagram. Threads, we're new to Threads. Mm-hmm. Well, everybody's new to Threads. It hasn't been around that long. And there are a couple others that we're on because you never know.
Sure.
And like you said, X, some days it seems like it's working just fine, and some days it seems like I wouldn't be surprised to get a message that the site doesn't exist.
Yeah.
So,
and the amount of follower loss is very tangible these days, a bit frustrating. Yeah.
Yes, it is. And the amount of, and I don't want to get too inside baseball, but the amount of people who actually see your posts, because now it's not an icon, but there's a little measuring thing on there that tells you how many people. And I know from previous years, not necessarily the numbers of people who saw them, but the numbers of people who came to my station or my podcast from Twitter. And those numbers are way down this year.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's frustrating.
Yeah. I mean, I could rant and rave and cry about it, but that won't help any either. So I branched out, you know, like you did, I branched out to other places because I want people who are looking for this stuff to be able to find me. So,
yeah.
So what was most of those things that were surprises for me were singles. There were a couple albums. Were there any albums that were a surprise to you?
Yeah, there were a few. I think the biggest one was Mark Tremonti. I knew that he was a crooner. He's the guitar player for Creed and the lead singer for Alter Bridge, which is a pretty hard, pretty heavy rock band. But I knew he could croon. So it wasn't a complete shock that he was doing a Christmas album, but the rollout was done so well. He got ahead of the game. He got in early. He released it early. Then he released it with video visualizers. And to be honest, my life has been kind of chaotic this release cycle, but that's one I have sat with, is the Mark Tremonti Christmas classics, old and new alike. And it's one of those that you can pretty much put on and leave on.
Yeah.
And mostly traditional arrangements and mostly songs that we've heard of, but he's got, I believe it's an original song called Christmas Morning that fits in very nicely. And I would put that near the top of my list of my favorites for this year as well.
And I think it's Santa Claus Is Coming to Town that he does the same arrangement that Frank Sinatra did.
Yes.
In fact, I heard it playing on my station. Well, who knows when this is going to, when somebody's going to be listening to this, so it doesn't really matter when. But I heard it playing on the Sounds of Christmas, and I heard the music, and I was like, oh, it's Frank. Mm-hmm. And then the voice came on, and I was like, I don't think that's Frank. And it took me a minute to place who it was. But those are the kinds of arrangements that he did on this. And this was not a slap-together effort that he just threw out. And I didn't know what to expect from it either.
Yeah.
Because his body of work up to this, much different. So I didn't know if this was going to be a Creed kind of Christmas album or a hard rocking Christmas album. And it's neither of those.
Mm-hmm.
But
so I know from our previous visits that your standpoint, your opinion is, if you're going to do an exact cover, you better get it right.
Yeah.
How do you think Tremonti did on the Sinatra ripoff, for lack of a better word?
I think he did a nice job on it. I like it when somebody really makes it their own.
Mm-hmm.
But he hasn't done a whole lot of, as far as I know, he hasn't done a whole lot of crooner kind of releases.
Right.
So I don't know what making it his own would really sound like. He didn't try to make his voice sound like Sinatra, but I thought he did a good job of it. I know that there are some that I'll come that are like a note for note copy of Brenda Lee or mm-hmm. something. And when you listen to it, you can't tell who the artist is. And sometimes it's because you're not familiar with them. And sometimes it's like, wow, I can't believe that was so-and-so, because it could have been anybody.
Exactly. Yeah.
And with his album, it's a little like that because I'm not familiar with how he sounds doing this kind of music, but it's not. See, with some of them, like the one I was mentioning with the like Rocking Around the Christmas Tree, when it's a note for note copy and it could be anybody singing it, that sort of sounds like it was slapped together, that there wasn't a whole lot of studio time left and they just
basically
knocked it out.
Yeah.
And it sounds, on Mark Tremonti's, it sounds like a lot of work went into this.
I agree.
A lot of work. Yeah.
The whole presentation, video, audio, cover art, everything was very well done. Even if it's not your bag, it's impressive.
Yeah. So what's next?
Well, I'm a sucker for some of the modern artists that you wouldn't expect, like Alanis Morissette 20 years ago. I don't think we would have ever thought Alanis would be doing a Christmas EP. Now, I know we'd already heard a couple of the singles. I was hoping for more. It's four songs total. I really liked her treatment of Last Christmas, the Wham song. And, you know, that's one of those, Alanis is one of those absolutely undeniable voices.
Right.
And she probably, I think she has her haters out there, but if you like her, you're going to dig the Christmas stuff.
Yeah. When I heard that, because there's a lot of versions of Last Christmas out there, but hers, but you know, like we were just talking about, she made this her own.
She did.
There's no doubt who's singing that song. When you hear her version of Last Christmas, no doubt, you know who that is.
Yeah. So I hope we get more. I hope we get more from her.
I do too.
Yeah.
I think a whole album. I was disappointed because it was an EP and half of it we already had.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure it's nice for people that all these stray singles have been collected into one place. I get that. But when I heard she had an EP coming, I thought, well, that's cool. Four or five new songs. And it was two. But it was still, Alanis, if you're listening, thank you.
Exactly.
and you know, get back in the studio and make it into an album.
It's funny because I've never you know, I've mentioned to you how crazy this year has been for me and how behind I feel as the end of the year approaches. And I've never identified with an artist more than when Barry Manilow came out and basically said, yeah, this was supposed to be the year for my Christmas album, but I only got 3 songs done. I'm like, yeah, man, I hear that. I'm,
you know,
artists are people too.
It's funny. You mentioned Barry Manilow, and there were whispers about a new Christmas album coming from him early in the fall. Mm-hmm. So I know he's done a lot of Christmas music, but I thought, well, okay, I'm waiting to hear something official, but let's see. And then the single, his cover of All I Want for Christmas Is You, sort of just snuck out, and all of a sudden it's out there.
Yeah.
And there is no information about it. Is this just a single? Is this from something? Is this, what is it? And there was nothing. And then it came out that he had this TV special coming, and I mm-hmm. thought, oh, maybe it's just for that and there's not going to be an album. But I saw he has, I don't think they call it tweeted anymore because it was on X. So he has posted, X'd, whatever, a story about like what you were talking about, that it was supposed to be an album.
Right.
And he had only three songs. So maybe next year we'll get the whole album.
Yeah, I'll tentatively put him on the 2024 list.
Yeah. Okay. Who else surprised you?
Blue Man Group did a Christmas album. Didn't see it coming. Then they followed us on Twitter, on X, which I didn't see coming as well. But I don't know if you've seen the Blue Man Group live. Different kind of artistry for sure.
Just, definitely. Yes.
You could have given me a blank sheet, 1,000 blank sheets, and I would not have put Blue Man Group on for a Christmas album. I did not listen to the whole thing. I checked it out a little bit. It's kind of goofy. They have some alternative song titles on there. A few things that you've heard of, but definitely a surprise.
What surprised me is that this was not a video.
Right.
It wasn't like we're releasing a DVD Blu-ray of our Christmas show or something like that, which is what I thought when it was announced. And it was like the week before.
Mm-hmm.
It came out that it was announced, and I thought, oh, they're putting out some kind of streaming event or a Blu-ray of their Christmas show or something. And that wasn't it. It was a real Christmas album. And I try really hard to listen to everything that comes out. And as we get farther and farther into the season, I just can't.
Sure.
But I did listen to, I don't know if I listened to every track. I listened to a lot of it. And I thought, the fun of Blue Man Group is seeing them do this.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. But I just didn't feel like it really translated to just an audio experience.
That's not one you're going to put on by the fire at night with a cup of Joe.
Right.
I think that's probably, I mean, you got to be a pretty big fan of Blue Man Group to put that one on and leave it on, I think.
Yeah, I just didn't, I don't know. I don't want to talk bad about anything because somebody could be listening who just that made their whole season. They're huge fans and that's right. Fine. I didn't have any problem with it, but it just didn't really fit with what the Sounds of Christmas does, because I just don't think that somebody would be listening to that and go, oh, Blue Man Group.
It's a novelty piece for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. One of the ones that kind of surprised me, not even kind of, it did surprise me. Allie Brooke from Fifth Harmony released an EP, and that wasn't the surprise. It seemed like days after that was released, she teamed up with Dinah Jane, also from Fifth Harmony, to do a duet on Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, which was then added to Allie's EP that had just come out. And I thought, well, that is a surprise, a mini Fifth Harmony reunion Christmas single. I don't know
it had been added.
I don't know enough about them to know the other two, why they weren't included. I mean, I don't feel I have no idea, so I'm not going to suggest that they were excluded. I don't know if Allie and Dinah are just good pals and wanted to do this together or how it worked out. It was just a surprise, and it was a surprise especially because Allie Brooke had recorded a version of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas on her own for this EP. So then there's suddenly another version of it on there. That's this duet. So that was just, that was a surprise.
Are the arrangements similar?
Kind of.
Yeah.
But it's not like she took the first one and wiped out half of her vocals to
okay.
put in the other one. It's not,
okay.
It's not that similar.
Okay. So it's a new track.
Yeah. And you could, if you're a big Fifth Harmony fan, you could search on YouTube, Fifth Harmony, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, because the four of them did the song for some charitable event several years ago. And it wasn't released as a single, but there is a video and you can find it on YouTube. And it's not on the Fifth Harmony page. It's on the page of whatever this charity was. But if you just search that, you'll find it.
So that brings to mind a surprise for me that's not an official release, but Smashing Pumpkins did Silver Bells on the Disney's Wonderful World or whatever it is that aired on TV. And that one showed up on YouTube. And I recorded myself a version of that just to have, but that's not going to be on the streaming sites or anything. So I thought that was cool. I know it's been said that they have a Christmas album in the can somewhere that will never see the light of day. So at least we get the live YouTube version of Silver Bells from Smashing Pumpkins. So that was a surprise for me this year.
When you started to say that, I thought you were going to say Smash Mouth.
Oh, that's on my list.
And yeah, and that was a surprise. For anybody who doesn't know, Smash Mouth released a Christmas album called Mistletoes. And I found out about that like a day or two after it was out. They had posted about it, whatever, on X, formerly known as Twitter, that they had a Christmas album out. And so I went looking, and you know, it's I like it.
Do we know who is singing lead?
I don't. I know that their former lead singer, who passed away earlier this year, had been out of the band for several years anyway.
Okay.
So I don't know. I'm not familiar enough with their group to know who's in there now, but I don't think.
I did not know they were continuing in any form.
They've released a handful of singles since they changed their lineup, but this is the first album and it's a Christmas album.
The full-length Christmas album. Didn't see it coming.
Yeah. Yeah, I had no idea it was on the way or anything. I don't remember seeing anybody sharing things that they posted. Here we are in the studio getting all Christmassy or anything.
I don't understand how you could do the pour the time and effort into a project like that and have no kind of rollout plan whatsoever.
Yeah.
I mean, my ear's pretty close to the ground, and I'm looking every day. And I still was tipped off by a Twitter follower after it was released.
Yeah, and this is, it's not quite half and half, but it's almost half and half of original songs and covers.
Mm-hmm.
And they brought in Susanna Hoffs to sing on Christmas rapping.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, wow, how did they keep all this a secret? That's impressive. But it was a big surprise. And there's some good songs on there. I liked it. Yeah, that was a big surprise. Back to singles, Bon Jovi, Christmas Isn't Christmas.
Oh yeah.
Had no idea they were working on anything. They have done a lot of Christmas singles, so maybe we could get something from them. I have no idea if that's an interest. That's just me speculating. Maybe we could get, I mean, they have enough that they could certainly do an EP, make it into an album if they added John's solo stuff from the EP he did a couple years ago. But that was a surprise.
It was.
What's next on your list?
I'm still working on these full-length albums. So Cascade, I don't know if you're familiar with this one. He's a DJ, producer guy.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't start the Twitter work until 2019, so I had not been aware of his 2017 Cascade Christmas Volume 1, but Volume 2 came out this year. I don't know if it's where I am at in my stage of life, but I'm digging like the ambient and the instrumental stuff where you can just kind of turn it on and go about your work. And there's some really cool arrangements, kind of a fusion of different styles I couldn't classify it as strictly hip hop. And he brought in guest vocalists on that one as well. And that's an album you can kind of turn on. I've turned on a few times while driving around, looking at lights, left it low, and some cool arrangements, some songs that you don't hear a lot, like Bring a Torch, Jeanette Isabella. That's a deep cut. You can look for a while and not see an artist do that one. So I was impressed by that full project.
And that's one that there had been volume one, like you said, it was, I don't know, 6-7 years ago. And that makes me think about Polyphonic Spree did an album that was a Christmas album that was volume one.
Okay.
Good Charlotte did an EP 3-5 years ago that was volume one. So it makes me wonder, is that a thing where they just wait till you're not expecting volume two to come out and then surprise you?
Well, that brings to mind, were you familiar with 10th Avenue North, Decade the Halls, volume one?
Yeah.
Where they did one track for each decade, I think starting in the 20s, maybe, with like Ragtime Piano, and then through like a Weezer ripoff for the 80s and or the 90s. And that's been, I want to say 2017 as well. My friend and I have been waiting for Decade the Halls Volume 2 every single year, and it just never happens.
Yeah, I just wonder, and I don't know. I never know who's listening. So if you're connected to any of those bands who we mentioned who did a Volume 1, remind them that we're waiting for the Volume 2s.
Yeah, it was 2017, so the same as Cascade.
You know, that makes me think of the Wheatus EP. Another one that I wasn't expecting, Just a Dirtbag Christmas. I mentioned this to several people, and they were like, who is Wheatus? And then I said, don't you remember Teenage Dirtbag was about 20 years ago? And they're like, oh, yeah. So this is an EP, and it's I like it. There are, I think, 4 or 5 songs on it.
I never got to that one.
It was a surprise. If you haven't heard it, and all you're doing is having the nostalgia now for Teenage Dirtbag, it's not the same.
Right.
And it's good. There's it's all originals, I believe. And I really liked it. I heard somebody saying that they teared up at the end of Just a Dirtbag Christmas. And I feel like that's a bridge too far for me. But it was nice, and it was really well done. It doesn't feel like a ripoff where, hey, let's get back together and throw out a little Christmas something to make some money every year. It didn't feel like that. It felt like a fun little Christmas present.
I gotta check it out.
That was a nice surprise. Next for me, Fits in the Tantrums.
On my list, yes.
Yeah, had no idea they were working on anything. Fitz did some stuff on his own a little while back, and I didn't know if that meant that the band was done or if this was just one of those pandemic things, which is, I think, what it turned out to be, that since it was lockdown, he just recorded some things.
Mm-hmm.
But the new, it's called Perfect Holiday, and it's an EP as well. Had no idea it was coming until like the day before.
Right. Yeah, out of nowhere.
Yeah. And I liked it. And it was early enough that I got to play it. So
that's cool.
Yeah.
I would, that reminds me of the My Morning Jacket release, which kind of came out of nowhere as well. I think we had 1 week of lead up time on that one. They came out in mid-November. So that was one of the earlier ones, but it was a 9-track project, or it came out Thanksgiving weekend, I guess. But I was appreciative of them, including Christmas Must Be Tonight by the band. I always like a well-done version of that song.
I think that all of the songs that were on that were on their previous Christmas release. That was...
You're kidding.
No.
Was I duped?
So they had a Merry Christmas album that came out. See, they did that, and they did a thing on that was iTunes exclusive. But I thought when I was listening to it, you know what? If I'm wrong, I apologize. But I thought when I was listening to it that they were identical to the stuff that was.
Well, I wasn't aware of the previous one.
Yeah. There was one that was just called Merry Christmas. And then there was, I think it was an iTunes exclusive. Yeah, it was an iTunes session. And they did, on that, they did Christmas Must Be Tonight, Please Come Home for Christmas, I'll Be Home for Christmas, When the Bells Start Ringing, Have Yourself a Merry Little. So I feel like this new one, there was the lead single, which absolutely escapes me at the moment.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Memory.
Were those iTunes sessions? I remember those. Were those live recordings?
I think so, but not like in front of an audience.
No, right. Yeah.
Feeling Sorry is the song I was thinking of.
Yes.
Okay. I think that is new.
So they added that, put it as the first track, and then
yeah,
called it something, called it
but Happy Holiday. You know, and I'm not sure because I'll Be Home for Christmas and When the Bells Start Ringing, both also on this album called Happy Holiday, had the Head and the Heart with them.
Oh.
And I'm not sure. So those might be different than the previous stuff.
I've got some research to do.
Yeah, me too. So now everyone can be surprised that I didn't know what I was talking about.
But you might have.
I might have. Okay. What all do you have left on your list?
There were at least three TV stars that capitalized on their prowess to make Christmas albums. Wes Brown from Hallmark mm-hmm. fame made a jazz album. Chrissy Metz of This Is Us did a 4-song EP. And then Hannah Waddingham from Ted Lasso did a TV special on Apple TV.
Yeah.
And then I believe that the soundtrack is what we got from that. I believe it's just the straight taken from the TV show. But those are three names that people know. I didn't see any of those come. And Tower of Power. Did you see this one? Now it's not streaming mm-hmm. anywhere. So unless you want to pony up the bucks for the hard copy and the shipping, you're not going to hear this one. But
yeah,
Tower of Power did make a Christmas record this year.
And I was really looking forward to that. And I'm still looking forward to hearing it. But I didn't want to pay to have it sent to me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also, and I don't remember how much it is, but it struck me as expensive for a CD.
It was a little bit prohibitive for sure.
And this is something that they sell at shows. So if you're going to see Tower of Power, I know they've got a big late winter, early spring tour coming. You can pick it up. Maybe next year it will be available to the rest of us. I hope so.
Could be.
I like them. I'd love to hear what they did with it. I have three real quick.
Yeah.
Sort of interesting, but definitely surprises. I've seen a lot of people posting Ryan Gosling and Mark Ronson.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Just Ken, Merry Christmas, right. Barbie. There was a Ken EP. For anybody who doesn't know, Ryan Gosling was Ken in the Barbie movie from last summer. I don't know how you could not know that because it's everywhere. But they did this EP, and if you watch the video for the Merry Christmas Barbie version of I'm Just Ken, you see all of the Christmas lights around in the studio, and there's a little Christmas kind of banter before they get started.
Okay.
But the lyrics of the song have not been changed.
Oh, my.
To make it Christmassy. At the very end, he says, Merry Christmas, Barbie, wherever you are. That's not a spoiler. But at
and
the
that's
end of the
what
song,
makes it Christmas.
But that's what, I mean, it is a lush arrangement. There's orchestra and that kind of thing. So it's different than the single that,
okay.
you know, from the movie. So it is different. And on this EP, there's several different versions of it. But as far as it being a Christmas song, it's not. It's just not. And I'm
sounds
sorry.
Like it's not.
And, yeah. David Lee Roth, Talking Christmas Blues. He released this on his YouTube channel, and then a little over a week before Christmas, it hit the streaming services.
Oh, did it?
Yeah. This is an odd song.
Mm-hmm.
I think this was something he did or something similar that he did on his podcast 5-6 years ago. But if you are a fan, you're going to want to track it down. But I had no idea that this was in the works or anything. And then
right.
And then it's out on his YouTube channel. And I was like, well, I don't know. And it was on his YouTube channel, but it had a static image that was like it was a single.
Okay.
But it wasn't anywhere. And then it showed up on all the streaming services. And the last one, which this hasn't shown up, and it just came out a couple days at the end of the week before Christmas, Adam Duritz, the lead singer for Counting Crows.
Sure.
Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
No way. I missed this one.
It's not out. At least I could not find it anywhere under on streaming services under his name or Counting Crows. But he recorded it, and I think he recorded it with the intention of releasing it. He was talking about it and said that he heard somebody else that he knows is in another band was doing it, and he almost didn't decide that was going to toss it, and then decided, well, he'd put it up. So it's up on the Counting Crows YouTube channel, and I don't know if it'll ever get to streaming. But that was a surprise, because as far as I know, I mean, I know they did a Long December, but that, and people play that.
Right.
That's not a Christmas song.
Definitely not. No, I didn't know about December. That one. I see here that you X'd it.
Yes.
But I missed it.
Yeah.
I love his voice.
Yeah. And it's so if you're a fan, that's kind of cool. And that was one I didn't see coming. And maybe it'll come out streaming next year. Maybe I'll add a couple songs and make it into an EP. Maybe there will be a Counting Crows Christmas album. I find that unlikely.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just making stuff up, so who knows?
Well, I've learned a lot today.
Before we wrap up, any teases for 2024? Real teases as opposed to the stuff we've made up?
Dan and Shay, that's like the worst kept secret in show business, that they want to do a Christmas album.
Yeah.
And they all but posted that they're doing it a couple weeks ago, or in the last couple weeks, I think. They've done singles. They love Christmas. We know that. And they basically ask their social media followers what songs they should put on their full length Christmas album. So we think that's happening. again, you heard it here first that we're speculating.
Right.
But there were a few on the list this year that just never came out. Jimmy Fallon in the springtime said he was doing it. He didn't do it. Did the one single with Meghan Trainor. Lee Bryce, the Kardashians were working on a Christmas record, and then we've talked about already Barry Manilow has at least three songs done that we know of and had every intention of originally putting it out for this year. So we have a working list for 2024.
Yeah, I think of the ones you've mentioned, Barry Manilow is probably most likely to get some new Christmas music from him. Could be an album, could just be an EP, could just be another single, but I feel like we'll get something. Jimmy Fallon, I feel like maybe we'll at least get another single.
Sure. It's been 3 years in a row, so that's how he does it.
Yeah. Would be cool to get an album. I guess we'll see. Kind of surprised that the Kardashians didn't do one, just because it's a moneymaker and that's their wheelhouse. So
exactly.
I'm kind of surprised, but maybe we'll get one. I'm not like excited about it, looking forward to it, can't wait for a Kardashians Christmas album, but I kind of feel like that's something that they'll do eventually.
I agree.
I haven't really heard anything. I mean, I'll have a podcast episode later this week where I have pieces of interviews that I've done this year with singers and musicians about their latest Christmas one. And then I always try to peg them to tell me if they're working on something more Christmas music. And most of the time they're very nice and they'll tell me maybe, you know, I don't know. And there's a couple that have said that they'd like to do that. But really, who knows? I was surprised that we finally got the Cher Christmas album, because she'd been teasing that for a long time. So we'll see.
It happened.
But I will put a link down in the show notes to click on over and find you on X/Twitter. And I'm going to put one for Instagram too, because by the time this is out there and people are finding this episode and listening to it, who knows if Twitter will still be there.
Oh my.
So, yeah.
But
I'll put those down there and we'll see. And thank you. I hope you had a great Christmas and that you have a terrific new year, and we'll see what 2024 has to bring.
Thanks for having me on, Ken. Much appreciated. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. And thank you so much for listening and for continuing to support the Sounds of Christmas station and podcast. I already told you how to listen to the station, and you're listening to the podcast now, so my work here is just about done. All of our episodes are available on the Sounds of Christmas website. Just click the podcast tab. And we have a Linktree page that lists most, if not all, of the sites that carry our podcast. So you can click on over, find your favorite, and subscribe, and then you'll never miss another episode. If you have comments or suggestions on this episode, previous episodes, or the Sounds of Christmas Station, feel free to reach out to me on social media or through the website. Thanks again, and may you always believe in Santa Claus.